This evening from Acts chapter 8, 9, and 10. So forget your Bible, open up to Acts chapter 8, and I want you to think for a moment how Jesus saved the sons of Noah. Right? And you think about the sons of Noah, you have Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Right? Ham goes on to occupy the continent of Africa. Japheth, Europe, and then Western Asia, kind of Northwestern Asia. And then Shem, all of Asia, and even on to, they're tied to the early inhabitants of North and South America, right? That's all from Shem. And, you know, they become the Shemites or the Semites, and, you know, that's where we get that from. But I want you to notice this here. So Ham, in Acts chapter 8, we have the Ethiopian eunuch. Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse 35, at the end there, he preached Jesus to him. Verse 36, now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Right? So there's Ham. Chapter 9, you got Paul, or he was Saul at this point, from the tribe of Shem, or the descendant of Shem. Right? And of course, Shem, you know, you hear about Melchizedek in Genesis 14 and all the way down to Abraham and so on and so forth. And if you know the story here, right, he's on the road and Jesus appears to him, and I'm just going to read verse 18 immediately. And so also remember that at this point he believes in Jesus because he's right in front of him, right? And so we learn here there's something else you must do other than believe, right? You got to take action, right? So immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once. And he arose and is baptized. And in chapter 22 of Acts, Paul is retelling of this event. Remember Ananias, verse 16, you know, "Why tarriest thou? Arise, be baptized, washing away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." So that's Shem. Chapter 10, Japheth, right? A son of Japheth. You got Cornelius, the first Gentile here. Remember the Ethiopian eunuch, had the Jewish faith, but he was from Ethiopia with Ham. You got Japheth here. And just the last part of chapter 10 here, right? So he's learning about Jesus. So at the end, verse 47, "Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. And so just something there to think about. Right, the book of Acts is all about examples. And we learn about the church, we learn about conversions. And it's all about evaluating the evidence about who Jesus is, like the Ethiopian eunuch. Right, he preached Jesus to him. He was reading Isaiah 53, if you were to read the whole context there. It's about, you know, weighing out that evidence of who Jesus is. And if you believe, then we go by their examples of those who believed. Right? They put on Christ in baptism. So that's what I want you to think about this evening. If you haven't done that, let's take care of that, or let's study that more. Most important thing you can do. Right? So Jesus there, good example, saves the sons of Noah. He saves the Jews. He saves the Gentiles. We're saved the exact same way as them back then. So if you haven't done that, let's take care of it. Let's study that. Maybe you've done that. Maybe you've fallen away. Maybe you want to come back home, which is a wonderful blessing. Let us pray for you, pray with you. Whatever it is you need, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.